Two gentlemen checking their phones.
Whoa.
While the third is waiting for...
Would you rather have the ability to be an amazing athlete or an amazing performer?
Intellect.
Singer. Like a singer.
You know, some would argue that singers are athletes, but I'm going to go ahead, you know, athletes of the voice. But, performer. Performer, just because of longevity.
I was about to say
I'm thinking ahead on that.
Yeah, as opposed to being an athlete that loses it.
Yeah, even though, like, athletes that lose it, not mentally, but that lose it physically, if they have it together, they can then have a nice life in the sports business.
Right.
Like, you know, doing interviews.
But they can't capture that glory.
But if you got pipes, if you can sing it.
Forever until you're dead.
Yeah, that's a pretty sweet thing.
And you're always going to be getting that crowd response.
Yeah.
Maybe even more so
as
when
a
you're
singer.
Right.
Throughout your life.
Okay, now hang on, though. As a singer, you have these expectations, though. It's that like, hey, that song that you did, this next one better be pretty awesome.
Yeah, because
I'm
telling you,
this
whole game is about you're the best.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You're Dino. You're Frank. You're
better than that. You're better than that.
You're
Michael Jordan of
Which
singing.
Is who?
Yeah,
who?
But even Michael Jordan
is
stepped away.
Pavarotti?
And decided to do
like
some
Pavarotti.
Yeah.
Like a Pavarotti.
I mean, Pavarotti.
Like that kind of guy.
Pavarotti.
He, you know, he did it all the way until...
Day of.
That's
night before.
True.
Had a show. Night
Killed
before.
It.
Next morning, dead.
Okay, now his
Lights
voice...
Out.
But his voice wasn't still as amazing.
Who cares?
He was
wicked fat.
Pretty
And
good.
Also, when you look at him, you were like, I feel like a lot of people at that point were just checking a name off a list. Saw him, check.
You know who's
still
got it all?
Cool to be him, though.
Yeah, it's
You know
true.
Who's really got it all?
Who?
Josh Groban.
I want to quit this show.
Not again. That was the impetus?
That was it.
Brian.
Talking about Josh Groban.
Bringing up Josh Groban.
That kid's got it together. Not only is he super handsome, man, can he sing a tune.
Do you think somebody offered this deal to him? Josh Groban, athlete, singer.
You ever meet any girls from this show?
Because of this show?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Does anyone ever listen to
hey,
this
hang
show?
Hang on. I have met people. I mean, you know, I meet people who listen to the show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have done that.
Mm.
You've done that before.
Have I?
Yeah.
Any girls try to...
And you too, Brian.
I have?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know who else has got it all?
Who?
Young Jeezy.
Young Jeezy?
I believe that's a hip-hop artist.
Who's he related to?
Old...
Jeezy.
Thank you. You don't do this show for fame and recognition, do you, Greg?
Yeah.
Wow. Brian, do you?
For fame and recognition?
Yeah, fame and recognition.
This show?
Yeah, this is the show we're talking about.
Yeah. Don't you do this show?
For fame and recognition?
No.
I mean, recognition is nice.
Mm.
Fame? No.
Huh?
I've never been one for fame.
I do it for the money.
Well, money would be great. Yeah,
yeah,
but
that would be great.
That's the other question. It's fame or money, right?
Oh.
Fame or money.
Money. Yeah?
Are you kidding? Fame is a pain in the ass.
Fame is worthless without money. The whole reason that...
Yeah.
The only reason to be famous would be because you're getting paid a shitload of money.
Just to be famous.
If you're one of those idiots that like does a reality show and gets infamous, then I feel really bad for you.
And they have no money.
And they have no money.
Well, okay.
And no way to make money because nobody wants to hire
There's nothing worse than having no money and being famous.
Tell me this then.
I think that's probably the worst combination on the planet.
What if fame were tied to the money?
Go on.
So that way, if you got all that money, you would also get all the fame.
Yeah, I'll do it.
You would?
Yeah, I'll do it.
How about you, Brian?
I'll deal with that.
Yeah?
Money can buy happiness.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. You know, you look at some of the things like in foreign countries where... Some of these individuals are being chased down. Now, I have a hard time trying to guess, like, or trying to figure out whose fault is it, you know? Let's say not even foreign countries, here. The Bieber, right?
The Biebs?
The Biebs. The Biebs getting chased down.
Is he getting chased?
Yeah, getting chased down by paparazzi.
By the Paps?
By the Paps, smears.
Is the Biebs driving?
The Biebs was driving.
Is he driving his chromed out car?
Yep, and he was
He's got a chromed out car.
His car is totally chromed.
Good for Biebs.
100% chromed.
If I was 18 and a multi-billionaire, I'd be fucking chroming. You'd be driving around something by now.
I have a gold-plated chrome dick.
Yeah, that would go over my actual penis to have sex with all the women.
So
of
you
the
wouldn't
world.
Be able to feel a thing. That's brilliant.
Yeah,
that's
I could watch it though.
No, you just want to watch it. I would just be watching it.
Okay, well,
it's actually a really good idea.
It's a great idea. I'm actually gonna probably make a mold.
Do you think a woman would enjoy that?
Yeah. To have sex with Justin Bieber's chrome dick that's attached to him by it with a belt?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely a woman
really?
Like that. Yeah. Are you crazy? 100%. Yes.
And why? Because of fame or because of money?
Fame.
Because women,
and money.
Fame.
Because women have some sort of chemical.
Careful here.
I'm just being.
No, don't be careful. Go ahead, Brian.
There's a chemical. There is a button in most women where fame and money.
And chrome.
With the right amount of, it's like a potpourri mix, the right amount of fame and money somehow kicks their knees wide right.
Wide right and left. Hey-o!
Oh my God.
Brian Gerard, ladies and gentlemen. Back in the saddle.
That's just what's up. That's what happens.
That's real, bro.
That's real.
Success,
so,
man.
Let me tell you something, Robert. If you don't think that's the case, with all due respect to your lovely young lady,
if we had a little bit of an experiment. No, you can't bring Robert's actual woman into this.
I'm actually going to bring Robert into this.
Oh, my God. I don't know about this.
All right. Go ahead. What are you saying?
I'm saying if you wake up, you had your little moment with Zoltar, and you wake up tomorrow, and and Robert Scheid is replaced as a sociological lexicon of Justin Bieber.
Oh, with Justin Bieber.
Right. Yeah. You're the most famous guy. Like, you can't go anywhere. Every girl wants you.
Yeah.
You have a ton of money. You, Robert Scheid.
Yeah.
And just girls throwing themselves at you.
Okay, hang on. Let's say I didn't have...
Wait, he didn't finish this.
Oh, was there more?
He wakes up and he's with his girl at the moment.
Yeah,
and I'm going to say you have 24 hours to live like the Biebs. I'm telling you right now, your gold-plated, chromed-out dick is going to be dipping, is going wide right and left on anyone that you can.
Okay. Wow. All right, that's an interesting.
I wish I could have that sentence made on a T-shirt.
You probably could. It's a
little
long.
A chromed out dick would be going wide right and left on anyone you could. Like whatever that sentence.
It doesn't
was,
even mean it's, anything. It's, but well, we can scan back and find it. Listen. I'd say for that very reason right there, you know, there are, like, let's say you are the Bieb, right?
Biebs.
The Biebs.
Say it right.
He
will pay the price
with all the money that he has. There are certainly a lot of individuals who are out there who are just out there for that, you know, who want to be with him for that very reason, because of the money, because of the fame.
Right.
That's it. I'm not saying that's not 100%. And if I were him, I wouldn't want to be with that person, right?
Yeah, but he doesn't have any control over that. It's just so. I mean,
If I wasn't with the person I was with that I'm with now, if I wasn't with anybody, I would say that would be a very difficult thing to live with. Having all that fame and having all that money and not being able to trust the individuals who are coming up to you and want to be around you as them being genuine or not.
You know what, bro?
Tell me.
You know what that's called?
What?
An old Hollywood story. Everyone at the top. It's lonely up there. You know Madonna? You know my friend Madge? You know what she used to say?
What?
Lonely at the top. You know why? She's a lonely old bird.
Hmm.
She can't trust anybody. She can barely trust her kids or her husband.
Ex.
Exactly.
Right.
He said it was a nightmare to be with her.
Because of trust?
You can't trust anyone.
Guy Ritchie. It was just
it wasn't because of trust, though. It was because of other things.
Oh, I think so. I think it's all predicated on
trust. You ever been
with
somebody who doesn't trust you? Let me tell you, it's the worst experience possible.
Well, yeah,
because your relationship
is built on trust.
I know.
It's awful.
So regardless, so at that point, what the hell good is the money and the power? So
well, that's what I'm trying to tell you guys. You know, you're all saying that you're willing to take the money and the fame.
That's right.
Would you be willing to... How about this? Would you be willing to wait until you found the person you wanted to be with before receiving said money and fame?
Sure.
But then what happens?
There has to be a caveat, because that sounds perfect.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Oh, you want me to live a heavenly life? Yeah, okay.
Yeah,
I'll
okay.
do that.
Yeah, you're right.
No, so
that was not a good what-if question.
Good one, though. It's a good question. I mean, there are examples of that. Involved. I mean, David Beckham, he's pretty much that guy, right?
Yeah, he's
happily married,
good thing.
A couple kids.
Now, he found somebody
famous,
wealthy. That was in the same, like, fame
nice
and
thing.
Money class, yeah. like, you know, class.
Oh, my argument is you have to. You can't, you have to kind of marry in the same class at that point. Otherwise, it would be a disaster.
Well, what about, what about what's happening with the royal family? The royals.
Oh, man. I can see where that's going, and that's not
Kate
pretty.
Middleton and...
Where's it going?
Prince
it's going
Henry?
The same way.
Henry.
It's going, it's going exactly
no,
the
wait,
same place it
Henry.
Went last time.
Henry?
No. Robert, what's wrong with you?
Who's the... It's Henry is
it's
the brother?
Prince Edward Sound is named
it's
after
Edward.
Him.
No, it's not. What?
Prince.
William.
William,
thank you. Henry is the brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
no,
Harry.
Harry's the brother.
Damn it, I got a...
Which,
totally
by the way,
wrong.
Rumor
William.
Has it he might... closeted gay man. That's why he's having under some pressure right
Harry.
Now. Harry?
Why? Good for him. I hope
yeah,
he is.
Yeah, it's funny,
okay,
right?
Well,
just go and do live your
that's
life.
What it is.
But it's the royals.
Right. So
there's a certain image.
Yeah.
Got to maintain.
So
what about Kate Middleton? What about...
She, I mean, I guess, I don't know what her background, her pedigree is, but she, I thought, was like a common. Like Diana, who was...
Common.
One of the people, right?
Yes.
Thank you. And we all saw how that turned out.
That's the sad part. It's kind of going that same way now.
So, you think with that fame and fortune, disaster will befall you?
No, I don't. I think in the royal family, when you're getting chased around by, like, scores of paparazzi and your fucking security team isn't acting right for some reason, like, how is that even possible?
Very possible, Gregory. Very anything's possible.
It
goes back to what? Money.
It's crazy. We hear so many stories also about how, like, brothers and family members...
Take money from each other.
They steal money from their wealthy counterparts.
The money... The money.
Yeah.
Money...
Family members, yeah.
...is the root of all evil. True or false?
False.
Not all evil. A lot of it. Is it the root?
He said of all evil.
He did.
Money
so that's
is the root.
That's that blanket
of
statement.
All
thing.
Evil.
False.
True or false?
False.
Why?
Because probably the ego would be the root of all evil.
What feeds the ego?
Sex.
And
jealousy.
Jealousy
money's
of what?
In there.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just saying, like back in the day, if you had some girl that you were into before money, and all of a sudden I walk in and you're kissing her hand. I'm going to do some evil things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's true.
True.
Not based
so
on
So maybe
money.
It is sex.
Maybe it's sex.
Is sex the root of all evil?
Yes.
That's probably.
I think
okay,
that's
wait,
probably.
Okay, wait. True or false? Is sex the root of all evil?
It can't be a question. You can't say is.
Hold
true
on.
Or false?
Let him finish the question.
Oh.
Greg?
I can't?
True or false is a statement. So you
true
say,
or false?
Sex
is sex?
No. Because then you say is sex.
Like,
you say yes or no is sex. So rephrase it. Just
true or false?
Statement. Yes. Go ahead.
Sex. Is it the root of
no,
all?
No. Wait. Stop. Not a question. You have to make it a statement. It's,
I did.
It's called a true false statement.
That's exactly what I just did.
Get rid of the is it.
Okay.
Okay. Go
okay. I got it. True or false?
Mm-hmm.
Sex. Is it or is it not?
No.
The root of
no,
all.
No.
Evil?
No. That's a question again. You are giving options.
I said, is it or is it not? And then we were in the statement land.
But there's a question in the middle there, and then you
okay.
just make it a statement.
Okay. I got it.
Okay.
True or false?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good.
Sex is the root of all evil.
Good job.
True.
Wow.
True.
Have we figured that out? Did we figure that out?
World wars have been raged.
Yeah.
Because of pussy.
Vagine.
The almighty golden vagine.
Now, hang on. Let's look at some things here.
100% true.
What we've talked about.
True.
Money, right? We say money could be the root of all evil. Power, right? But then we figure out, well, why do you want power? Why do you want money?
Is everything
in
is
order to
everything
vagine.
Is predicated
but it's
off
not,
the vagine.
This isn't just for people who men. Who want vagine. It could be women who want
men.
Vagine or women who want men, and it could be men who want men. That's it's
but vagine, we're using the word vagine.
As a blanket?
Yeah, as a blanket.
Cover
all penises. All right.
Good to
gay
know.
Sex,
for any
sex.
Any sort of entry from genitalia.
Any intimacy. Anything where a vibe is passed through touch. We're talking. That's vagine.
So what about religion?
What about it?
That's been put on the table quite a bit.
For what?
In terms of
evil.
Being the
not the
root
of all
not evil. All evil, but certainly a cause of it. But if sex is the root of all evil,
yes,
and certain things that have been done in the name of religion right. are evil, then sex would have to be behind that. So we have to prove right now that sex was behind the Crusades. Sex was behind.
Okay, hold on. I don't have enough. I don't have enough historical information, yeah. but I will say this.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a blanket.
I don't. That's a great way to preface what yeah. you're about to say.
Yeah. I don't, have
I don't know what I'm talking about, but I'm going
to
say
something. I'm about to say something.
I'm
going to make a blanket statement.
Yeah, please do.
I don't know anything about a lot of religions.
Okay, go ahead.
But I do know
yeah.
that there are certain cultures on this planet that yeah. believe that if you go and, yeah. and are violent, then there are what's waiting for you in the afterlife?
That's true.
20 virgins. I feel like if yeah. that
you can
if
have
that,
sex with all the time.
That right. is true.
So there it is predic there so they're like I'm yeah. going to go and cause destruction because
on
my
Earth.
my reward is an abundance of sex.
Infinite sex.
My argument is huh. what if we give them the opportunity for sex now? I would believe that their tendencies for violence would be doused.
Absolutely, because do you ever want to go and start a tire fire after you've just had sex?
Interesting.
No.
So,
do you want to go blockade streets and shoot your AKs into the air? No. You want to lay down.
Yeah.
You want to eat some strawberries.
Unless
and you want to have
you
some
You
want to water.
Cuddle and yeah. you want to nibble on your partner's
but,
ear a
but
little
bit. But if your partner
bit,
had, like, gonorrhea or something, then he probably
well, then
would
a
want
little angry.
To.
You know, Brian loves cuddling.
Yeah, I've heard.
Who'd you hear that from?
Your ex? No, your current girlfriend.
Ex?
I don't know. I never see you guys. Are you guys together still? We used to get invited over to their place, remember?
Yeah.
Or Brian's place. And then yeah. once his girlfriend moved in,
it
that
became
stopped.
Their place, and then we're no longer there.
That's Have right.
you, when's the last time you've been there? Seriously.
He was there a couple weeks, last week.
I was.
To do some computer work?
To do some computer mm-hmm. work.
Okay, so when
no,
have
no,
you
no.
been
you
invited?
Are...
When have you been invited over
to just
hang
out?
Yes.
I don't know if I
ever have.
Ever have.
Yeah.
But wait, Greg, when was the last time I was invited to hang out at your place?
Thank oh. you, Robert. Thank you.
What, last week, I guess?
Yeah.
To hang out? This is depressing. This is
I would like to ask
this
both
is just
of you,
me.
When was the last time I was invited to either of your places to just come and hang out?
I invited both of you gentlemen to my barbecue.
You're right, you did.
When? Oh, was, yeah. I came to it.
No, just recently.
What?
You didn't come to my barbecue.
Oh. What? You invited me to a barbecue that I didn't come to?
Yeah.
When?
Didn't even respond.
Labor Day.
What?
What an
You weren't
asshole.
Here.
I wasn't here.
I know, but I invited
so why
you anyway.
Are you, well, dude, why are you making me feel bad? I'm like, how did I... Did you see
Let's
that?
End this show.
I actually care.
Because I'm a nice person.
You are a nice guy.
I invite you guys to hang out.
Thanks, dude.
So, just to concludify...
Jesus. Cry.
The root of all evil...
You're uninvited.
...is true or false, woman's golden vagine.
True.
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 On behalf of Robert Scheid and Gregory Hoyt,
yeah.
my name is Brian Gerard. We're the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Wait, this is a vagine.
It is a vagine.
Oh.
Oh, hello, golden vagine.
Yeah,
oh, you look very nice. Did you comb your hair?
Yeah,
new hair.
Oh, you look beautiful.
You look very nice. I like your potted wig.
I love you. Look great in this camera.
I know.
What? What'd you say?
Huh? Money is the root of all evil. Money is the root of all evil. Won't contaminate my